Was there any need for punishment then, and what form would it take? Sanctions of some kind?
I wonder if I can remember any punishment. I don't think I do.
You just...
Of course, it probably, there was a principle. If you'd probably have a difficult situation, you'd send a child to the principal. So.
But it was mostly reasoning with the child?
Yes, that, mostly. I don't remember any instances of punishment.
And the child would buy his own books, would he?
Yes, nothing was furnished then, as it has been in recent years.
And how would they get to the...
Well, they were brought by various people. I know there was one parent that brought the children in his neighborhood. And then I think there must have been some type of bus transportation. I just don't remember very clearly. I carried the children from my end of the line. About four or five or six of them would get in my car and I'd drive them.
I see.
And one day, going to school, he came around a curve of a hill, and there was a hay wagon just perfectly stationary, and the driver was hysterical. He saw we were coming right down on him, and mules were stubborn, you know, and they wouldn't move. So I had to make a split-second decision and decided just to go off the embankment. Well, fortunately, the car I was driving was a good old-fashioned Dodge and had good balance itself. So we landed straight up in the bottom of the embankment, and I got to school and disposed of the children, and I didn't know it had affected me at all, but as the day went on, I began to feel a nervous reaction.
It would be frightening. It would be frightening, especially with the children in the car.
Well, they were all singing at the top of their voices. We were coming along as we turned the hill and saw this situation in front of us. Not a sound was uttered.
Is that right?
It went perfectly still from then to the bottom of the ditch.
I see. Do you have any other comments about that that country school that you...
Well, it was that particular consolidated school was really outstanding. All the pupils that we sent on took good stands. They were... Well, most of us that were teaching it sort of in a voluntary way. Most of the people that were teaching it didn't have to teach. But there was personal interest, and some of the teachers, of course, had children kin to them in the groups.
I see.
Mrs. She was Louise. She's Mrs. Taut. And then another relative, another Mrs. Tom taught. And they all were more or less voluntary. I don't mean they were not paid, but I mean they not always had to teach. In my particular case, I began and just never did stop. I just kept
just
one year after 1 year.
What opportunities would there be for a girl other than teaching? If she wanted to make a career, were there any possibilities of working for a lawyer or...
The girls graduated college, and I don't think they have any trouble about employment. I think they find employment pretty quickly, largely in teaching, I think. I suppose the majority of the girls teach, but there are many girls who do the secretarial work in various offices.
And when you were a girl, what were the opportunities like? Largely teaching?
Well, I didn't intend to teach, and my parents didn't intend for me to teach, so I slipped into it kind of.
I see.
I was never looking for any other employment, and I went into it more as an accommodation to the neighbors than anything else.
I see.
But after I got my first 2 years' checks,